Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
Great. How are you, Cal?
I'm so excited. Like, you know, as everyone who saw the last episode knows, we are moving into the 10 keys to doing successful age regression work. We've gone through an overview of what hypnotic age regression is, and also through the first two. And after we just give a couple of announcements, I'm going to give a brief overview of what we've done so far, and then we're going to get moving on. What's going on in your life?
Oh gosh, I'm just excited about this age regression. Age regression is such a powerful technique, and so I just really want people to get this. I'm so excited about sharing all this information with them.
Cool. I got to push my start button on my timer. There we go. Because otherwise we get carried away and we go on for hours and hours. Okay, here we go. Couple announcements real quick. As you're watching this, I've just got back from Grenada, where I went with some of my secret project friends and people who are doing the secret weight loss now are trim and slim and looking good in Grenada. And it's also an income building process. Now we're getting ready to head off to Mexico Riviera and with some more of my secret project friends. If you're interested in losing weight, helping your clients lose weight, or just in building your income through residual income, then email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com and I will get right back to you. All you need to do really is send me a date and a couple of times to call you, and then I'll give you a call and I'll spill the beans on the whole thing. I got a couple classes coming up. I have in July and October the Banyan Hypnosis, NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path. Then we also have the Week of Power, which is just the 7-day course instead of 10 days. And that's in April, and that's Advanced Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy with 5-Path and 7-Path. And I got to plug in here real quick. If you haven't been to ourhypnospace.com, you got to get in there. Become part of the network, part of the community worldwide. We're adding groups, we're adding members, we're adding all kinds of cool stuff. People are getting on there, they're clicking on the chat button, and they're chatting with people, making new friends. It's a wonderful thing.
I love our Hypnospace. It's so terrific to be able to go on, join these groups. In fact, I think we probably need more people to lead groups and to host groups. Isn't that true?
We sure do. We need people to, we don't want to lose control over this. In other words, we're not Yahoo. Yahoo, they got a gazillion different groups, and sometimes there's only like 5 people in there. We'd love to have people who have a passion about a different part or a specific part of the hypnosis profession and NLP. And if you have a passion for something, it might be hypnosis and childbirth, it might be hypnosis and sports improvement, it might be hypnosis and pain management, then you can go to ourhypnospace.com, click on create a group, and then create the group. Now, your responsibility will be to make sure everybody plays nice and professional and you got to read through the terms of service. They're kind of an abbreviated versions right there on the front page, you know. And then also, you have to recruit some members for the group. It can be both from the ourhypnospace.com members and also from everybody you know who's in hypnosis. It could be Yahoo groups. It could be Google groups. It could be just people you know. NGH chapter groups, just let everybody know about your group on ourhypnospace.com. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think we should have an age regression group. What do you think about that, Cal?
Sure, you want to run it?
Maybe. I'll think about that.
I'll check. Because, I mean, there's some responsibility to it. Yeah, you've got to be able to, you know, go there regularly. You got to kind of keep everybody in line. If they're getting out of line, just let me know. I'll fix them. And then, recruit for the group. All right. Hey, let's get started with the show, huh?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to do a quick little overview of what we've talked about so far. If you haven't seen the previous episode, go watch it now. I'll have a link right down below here. By the way, if you're watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, go to calbanyan.com right now, because below this video, right down there, we have all of the different graphics and texts and links that you need to, you know, kind of fill out the show. And there's also a comments area down there where you can get in on the discussion. All right. So, 10 keys. I'm going to talk about the 10 most important things to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Actually, I'm going to give a bonus 11th key to wrap up the thing. All right. Number one, proper client preparation, testing, induction, deepening, convincing, all that kind of stuff. We've done 10 keys on that. We've done 10 keys for doing direct suggestion right, and we've done 10 keys for client preparation for successful hypnosis. Do that. You'll be off to a great start. Number two, using the right type of age regression. And sometimes I'll say AR. It's just short for age regression. Some of the things you can do is date time, where you need to take someone to a specific event. Another thing you can do is use the symptom bridge, which is like, let's say they have migraine headaches. You can take that symptom and follow it back. By the way, if you do migraine headaches, age regression is really good for that, but you don't actually want them to have the headache. A little insider tip, trick, and technique. You don't want to trigger a hypnotic migraine. Most people have migraines before they have the migraine. They know what's coming on because there's some pre-symptoms. Just go in, take them in hypnosis, take them to the pre-symptoms, and then bridge off of those symptoms. They don't actually have to experience the headache. So symptom bridge, cognitive bridge. Cognitive bridge is a belief, an idea. You can just have them go back, follow that back. Usually you'll do that until you can connect with the emotion or affect bridge. And then there's also the king of all the bridges, the affect bridge, which is the emotion associated with the problem. Meredith, anything you want to add to that as far as, you know, kind of a review of last episode?
Well, you also threw in an extra one that was kind of a new one for me, the somatic bridge last week.
That's right. Somatic bridge has to do with just a feeling in the body, like, for example, neck tension. Actually, you could regress on pain. That'd be an example of a somatic bridge. Like, if they have pain that, nothing's been able to work for it. They've seen their doctor. They've done everything. They have intractable pain. Many times, they're not aware of the emotion that's associated with the pain. So we can bring up the pain in the hypnosis, follow it back to an earlier time they had that, find out what the emotion associated with it is, and then affect bridge. Or you can go back to the ISC, the initial sensitizing event, and find out what the emotion associated with the pain is. Neutralize the emotion, and you'll either reduce or eliminate the pain in many, many cases. Anything else, Meredith?
Yeah, well, we have both agreed that really you can start with the date time regression or the somatic bridge or the symptom bridge, or the cognitive bridge, but it would be our preference to, once you get a strong emotion after you've bridged maybe for one time or several different times to several different SSEs, subsequent sensitizing events, then you would try to affect bridge off of that. That's always a more powerful bridge because it's about emotions, which is connected to the subconscious mind. Isn't that true?
Right. And let me add a little bit to that. Memory is not a strong signal. It's not a powerful bridge. Thought is not a powerful bridge. But emotion is pure energy. So it makes a really good, reliable bridge. So number one, proper preparation of the client. Number two, choosing the correct type of age regression, like date, time, symptom bridge, and so on. And then our discussion brings us right up really nice to number three, creating a powerful bridge. Now, you got the outline in front of you, Meredith. You want to kind of talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's so important to send that meta message. You've talked about this before, and a lot of you may not have heard him say this, but the meta message is in your voice. It's in the emotion that comes from you. It's in the energy that you're putting out there. If you're talking like this when you're trying to bring up the emotion for an affect bridge, for instance, it's hard for the client to relate and to bring up that emotion. They're looking for you to guide them. And so it's really important to talk congruently, to speak in a voice and using an emotion that's congruent with bringing up emotion.
Beautiful. Good. Keep going.
Okay. You know, you want to do this however you need to do this. And now we're really talking about affect bridge. Obviously, you don't need to powerfully bring up any kind of emotion when you're dealing with a date time regression. But when you're dealing with an affect bridge, you want to, you know, kind of do anything that you need to do to bring that up. And, you know, the greatest thing that you mentioned in one of your advanced courses is that sometimes in the first count, when you're going, you know, your first 1 to 5 count, sometimes you actually need to count again if you think you can get more. There are ways to amplify that feeling that you get from the first 1 to 5 count.
Beautiful. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to let you go through all those and then I'll wrap it up. Just go through all those different points about creating a powerful bridge.
Okay. So the next thing you said is feedback, evidence exhibited by the client of experiencing affect. So you want to look for any evidence that that emotion is coming up. You want to look for the breathing. You want to look for, you know, the rate of breathing, whether, you know, they seem like they're getting more deeper breaths or breathing more rapidly. You want to look at the color of their skin and whether they're flushing, whether they seem to be, you know, kind of showing any kind of, you know, skin indication that they're feeling something. You want to look for anything in their body, in their physical symptomology that shows that they're connecting to it. Now, not everybody's going to do this, and not everybody's going to show that, but if you see it, you can mention it and show that they're connecting to it subconsciously or consciously or subconsciously, and that really helps to give them permission to bring it up more.
Beautiful. Keep going.
Yeah. So the next thing, do not ask what the feeling is before you regress. This is so important because the client is not going to be able to identify it pretty much the majority of the time. And so asking in that moment, what is that feeling? You know, that would be the wrong time to ask. You want to wait until you get to that subsequent sensitizing event to ask the fabulous 5 questions. And we'll get into that at, you know, Cal calls it fabulous. Sometimes he calls it fantastic. Here he's going to be calling it fantastic, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Remember to have a congruent tone as you suggest the regression. And now I mentioned this a little bit, and that's about bringing up that powerful bridge. And so, you know, you don't want to be talking in the typical relaxation tone. You don't want to be talking in a monotonous tone. You really want to use some emotion in it when you're saying it. It's just, I mean, I couldn't express the importance of that more. And then you want to count backwards from 5 to 1, okay? Now this varies. Isn't this true, Cal? Some people use 1 to 5, some people use 5 to 1, but it's important that you consistently do one or the other and then keep that consistent throughout your process.
Exactly right. So let me just kind of sum this up. So there I've got my client. I've done the proper preparation, testing, and convincing, and I've tested to make sure that they're in somnambulism, at least stage 4 of the Harry-Aaron scale. There they are, they're laid out before me, and I'm going to take, for example, like maybe they're in for an abnormal, exaggerated, or even irrational fear of spiders. And I say, and now there's a feeling inside you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here today. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and that feeling that you get whenever you see one of those big, hairy, 8-legged monsters and come up as strong and as powerful as ever been. Now, I said, big, hairy, 8-legged monsters. That's probably something they have said in the pre-hypnosis interview. I'm kind of borrowing their words, because it more correctly connects, more powerfully connects with how they feel. So there I am. That feeling starts to come up inside of you as strong, as powerful as it's ever been. 1, coming up strong and powerful within you. 2, coming up more and more. So you notice that my voice is congruent. This is really how I would sound in a session. 3, there it is, filling you like a fountain. And I'm looking at them very closely for any sign that those emotions are coming up, like face turning red, eyes watering, breathing faster and faster, and then I'll feed that back to him. I'll congratulate him and say, yes, I can tell you've connected to it either consciously or subconsciously because you're breathing faster, your face is turning red, or your muscles are tightening, whatever it is that I see, you see. And I say, there it is. 4, come strong and powerful. 5, there it is, strong and powerful. And now as I count from 5 back to 1, you go back to an earlier time you felt that way. 5, going back, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. There we go. So now that is number 3, creating a powerful bridge. Number four, regress to an SSE or not the ISE. Now, when I first started doing my research into an age regression, becoming an age regression hypnotherapist, I noticed that a lot of people would say, right there in the beginning, they got the feeling up and they say, go back to the origin of the problem or go back to where the problem started. And what I found out was, most of the time, they won't. They're going to go back to some subsequent event. And you'll hear me say it over and over. It's one of my Banyanisms. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. And so if you give them the suggestion to do something and they fail to do it, does that take their confidence up or down? Goes down. So my experience said that most of the time they're not going to go to the ISE if I suggest it. So I stopped suggesting it and just said, go to an earlier time you felt that way. And when you go to that time, you're not going to spend too much time there. Just find out the fantastic five questions. Now, if you spend too much time there, you just waste time. And there is a time when you want to spend more time than others. And that is, some people, you need to spend a little time in the first SSC to have them describe what's going on, what they're doing, how they're feeling, and stuff like that. A little bit more time to help them kind of slide into it. And when we first get them there, we say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. First impression, is it daytime or nighttime? Is it indoors or outdoors? Is it alone or with someone? And you get the response to each one of those questions. Helps them build the gestalt, the background. And then sometimes, if you have them just explain, tell me more about that. Tell me more about that. Describe that to me. Helps the person revivify more clearly, to relive it more clearly. But don't spend too much time there. Get the information you need and then go back to the ISE. Anything you want to add that about number four, Meredith? Anything you want to add?
Wow, there's just so much information here, Cal, and you just shared so much information there. But yeah, I mean, people are probably wondering, why don't people just go straight to the ISE? And there are so many reasons for that. I think one of them, the biggest one really, is that it's a lot of pressure, you know, to kind of go to the one time. And I think people kind of clamp up and that conscious mind kind of can get engaged. But if they don't feel like they're having to perform like that, I think that, you know, they're more likely to go to a significant event. It's significant. The SSEs are important. But they don't feel that pressure to go to that ISE. And you're right. It's so important to keep that confidence up and to allow them that freedom to kind of go to other times. And, you know, it's really important that we look at some of these other times that are connected. I think that because the ISE is so rarely, in my experience, it's so rarely a big, huge, traumatic ordeal. In fact, it's usually just a very simple misunderstanding. And so, you know, if that's all we went to and there were no SSEs, I think that the client would emerge going, really? That's why I've been drinking all these years? Or that's why I've been smoking all these years? Isn't that true?
Exactly. And we actually want those SSEs as we go back in time. Oh, I haven't held up my chart yet. Make sure I get this right side up. So as we're going back in time, this is now. Oh, wait. This is now. See, it says now. And we bring up the feeling, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we follow the feeling back to a SSE. In this case, I have 40 years old, 20 years old, and then we go back until we get to the ISE, right? Now, we want those SSEs because once we have identified the ISE, we're going to want to go through them because they help to reinforce the change and also helps us to identify that the change has stuck with them, you see. Excellent. Anything else you want to add to that before we get to the fantastic five?
Yeah, well, the other part of it is that I think that, in my experience at least, as people get younger and younger through the age regression, so using the same diagram, as they go from being 40 to 20, maybe at 20, you know, they're still not so in touch with their feelings, and they're still not as, intimately related to how those feelings are connected to their body. And so in my experience, the younger that they get, the more connected they are with the feelings and the more they're able to express what those feelings are. It's almost like life has hammered out of them the ability to identify their feelings and to really feel it strongly. And, you know, we know why, right? Parents tell kids all the time, I'll give you something to cry about, and put pacifiers or cookies or something in their mouth. And so over time, people learn to not feel as much and to think more. And so what I find is that you get a stronger emotional response the younger that you get. Isn't that true?
Beautiful. Well, we are just about 20 minutes into the program. I think we're going to have to save the Fantastic Five for next time. So let me just recap, and then I'll let you recap. There is one, proper preparation, testing, and convincing. Five pathers call that phase one. And then phase two is the age regression work. But for the purposes of our 10 keys, key number one is proper preparation. Two is doing the right kind of AR. Three is creating the proper bridge. Number four is regress to an SSE, not the ISC, on the first leap back. Now, of course, you're going to keep going back until you get the ISC. And we're going to talk more about that in the next episode. Meredith, wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. So excited to keep going with this. We have a lot more keys and even a bonus key that Cal's going to include for us. And I'm really excited to get into this. Age regression is just so important. And you're going to affect so much more change for your clients, both in the short term and the long term, which is really the important thing. And so I'm so excited to share so much more information about this topic in the next episode. So tune in. You can reach me by going to my website, yourpathhypnosis.com. And please do send your questions in. Put your feedback down at the bottom there at calbanion.com underneath our episodes. We love to hear from you. Thank you so much, and signing off.
All right, a couple last things. Let's see. We're also available on iTunes in the podcast area. You can either have the audio or video version right there on your iPhone or iPod. I mean, and then you could, you know, just listen to us when you're getting ready in the morning if you don't want to be tied to a computer, or while you're walking or running or jogging or riding your bike or exercising. Hey, if you do belong to an NGH chapter, if you don't, you know, you should. And they're always looking for speakers. Let us be your speaker. Just play one of our podcasts and then discuss it. And that way, you know, you don't have to be looking for speakers all the time. Also, I want to talk about our five-path DVD training. Our Week of Power five-path stuff is available on DVD remote learning if you want. Don't have to make it all the way out to see me. Oh, by the way, in addition to the training that I conduct, we have CFIs, which stands for Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructors or Hypnotherapy Instructors, in several different places: Lebanon, Mexico, Singapore, East Coast, Canada, all over the place. So if you don't want to come all the way out to sunny California and be with me for a week or two, I can understand that. Just check out our website, hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com, and we've got listings of my website, of my trainings and other people's trainings, our certified trainers, and you can get that training. I think that's it. That's it. Email me if you want to be part of my secret project at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. That's it. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.